Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kia ora, lovely to have you listening to Afternoons. I'm Jesse Mulligan, and in 2019, Tasmanian teachers Andrew and Nicola set off on a year-long bike tour of Australia. The catch? Well, they were on tandems with their 5-year-old and their 3-year-old in tow. Not the typical life for a young family, but in their own words, it was worth every tantrum, crash, dropped lolly and bloody knee. So they are back at it. Now, on a much bigger scale, it's a 3-year world tour, and they have an extra passenger. They've now got 3 kids, 10, 8, and 18 months. Throughout the journey, they're popping into classrooms and inviting the students to follow them on their travels, and they kicked off in New Zealand. Currently, they're on the West Coast, and Mum Nicola joins us now. Hi, Nicola.
Hi, Jessie. How are you going?
Good. What a pleasure to talk to you. The West Coast has a bit of a reputation for rain. How are you doing there today?
Well, actually, this very moment, the sun is shining, which is awesome. But we're bunkering down in Fox Glacier because last night was pretty horrendous. So we've got ourselves a room at the Ivory Towers, and we could watch from a safe distance the thunder and lightning that rolled in last night.
Oh, it's lovely when you're cozy and it's stormy outside.
Oh, yes.
What does a typical day look like for you, Nicola?
Well, we are not your typical bike riders. So, like you said, we've got our 10-year-old, our 8-year-old and our 1.5-year-old, and our mornings are very slow. So we often get out of bed around 8 o'clock and start to pack up the tents, put the stove on, make some porridge, get everything packed up, and then we're usually on the road by about 10. And we start pedalling our way along, and usually within about 15 minutes we stop to get some more food. So,
oh yeah, much like a car ride then with kids.
Oh yeah, much like a car ride, except the only problem is, you know how you can turn the dial up and down with the air conditioning? On the bikes, it's stopping, it's putting layers on, taking layers off, putting wind or rain covers on, taking them off. So there's a fair bit more involved when you're on the bikes.
Your first bike tour was in 2019, and it was obviously hard yakka with some of those kind of challenges you described, but it was worth it?
Oh, definitely. So we had the year to ride around Australia, 14,000 kilometres, and we chose to go on the more remote, rugged roads. And the reason was, when you're going on these remote roads, one, you get less traffic, so it's actually a lot safer riding, but people have time to stop and chat to you, and you get to know people's stories. Generosity on the road is incredible. People giving you frozen steaks or an icy pole here or there, but you get to get these glimpses into people's lives as you go around. So we had an amazing time on the Australia trip.
How did you get started in the first place? Why did you do it?
So I suppose it's kind of twofold. We at the time that we decided to do the Australia trip, Wilfie was probably about 1.5. He was probably about Jeannie's age now, and we were sort of coming out of that, hiatus of motherhood where, there's lots of nappies and feeding and all that sort of stuff. And we thought, right, what's the next stage hold for us? And Andrew and I both come from adventure backgrounds, outdoor guides, outdoor ed teachers, loving to go on adventures. And we said, right, well, I think for our kids, when they're 3 and when they're 5, we are going to be ready to do a pretty big adventure and set the foundations for their lives. That life's not always easy. There's challenges. But what a great thing to step outside your local community, which we've got an awesome one back in Tasmania, and actually explore all these different sides to Australia. So that was one reason, setting the foundation for our family. But the other reason was we're both teachers and we wanted to share our love of adventure through an adventure learning project whereby schools could follow the journey online, but also where we pass through towns and communities, we'd pop in and we'd say good day and show the students set up and talk about our stories of life on the road.
Yeah, it'd be exciting for the kids you're visiting. Now, if the difference is you are teachers who get paid to be teachers when you're at home. I presume you're not getting paid a lot as you travel around the world on bikes for 3 years.
No.
And you are spending probably more as well because you'd be paying for accommodation and other things along the way. So how does that all work?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, we are doing it for the love of adventure and, you know, wanting to create this thing, special thing for our family, but also share the adventure. So, you know, we've had to remortgage the house. We're going to come back broke. But along the way, we have had such generosity, you know, different places that we've approached have, you know, put us up for a night. We meet people along the road and we meet this great couple on the Lake Dunstan Trail, Chris and Abby, and they were like, come and stay, pitch a tent at our place. So, you know, every little bit like that helps us get through these 3 years on the road.
How much gear do you have on your back?
So on the bike, we are... Yeah, we're fully loaded. They are heavy bikes. Andrew's got front and rear panniers. He's got the triplet, so three seats, three handlebars, three sets of pedals, but only two wheels. He's got the full set of panniers, handlebar bag, and he's carrying a trailer. So he's probably got, without his weight and kids' weight, he's probably got about 70 kilos at least, I reckon. And then on my bike, I haven't got a trailer, and I've got Dini in a baby bike seat, and I've got a full set of panniers and handlebar bags. So they're heavy bikes without any gear on. They're not your standard bike packing bike. They're steel frames, very robust. They've got roll-off hubs, so, you know, they're less likely that things will go wrong, but it does mean we travel very slowly, and often when we're riding up those big hills, Andrew actually has to keep Hope and Wilfie, the two older kids, off the bike so that they can run along beside, or sometimes give me a push from behind.
So they're more use off the bike than on?
Oh, sometimes. It was hilarious. We were sitting often, the other day we were getting to the Haas Pass, and anyway, Wilfie's like, you know, in the Tour de France where the people run along the side and sort of cheer on the riders? Well, Wilfie's doing that as we're reaching the crest of the hill just to get me up and over the last little bit. You can do it, Mum.
Does Jenny, your 18-month-old, does she sleep on the bike?
She does. And that was actually a big question before we headed off, thinking, how the heck are we actually going to do this? Because a lot of it's a bit trial and error and experimenting and learning as you go. So actually on the first day she fell asleep. We've got this Thule bike seat that can recline. The problem is when it reclines, she's still, you know, the weight of kids' heads is enormous and she still manages, I don't know how, gravity is incredible, to slump forward. So we've had to sort of jerry-rig this weird contraption onto her, which is like this sort of strap that gives her ability to move her head still but not sort of slump forward. So she's in that, and we put a shade cover over her, and she's got this lovely little micro climate going on in there, and she'll sleep anywhere between 40 minutes and 2.5 hours if we're lucky. So yeah, she's loving it on the bike. We weren't sure how she'd go, but she's actually
how much ground do you cover each day?
Well, anywhere between usually 20 kilometers and we did 50 the other day.
Gosh.
So, yeah, that was
pretty impressive.
Yeah. Because of the slow starts in the morning and we have long breaks during the day very, very, very slow. I think most other bike packers, they're probably doing between 80 and 150 a day, I reckon.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, well, good for you. And how can people follow your trails?
Well, jump onto the website, swagfamily.au. Sign up for the free newsletter. We put in heaps of photos. If you're a class teacher or you've got connections to class teachers, because I'm sure they're all teaching at the moment, let them know. We do classroom updates. And like I said, we're in Fox Glacier at the moment. We're heading up the west coast as far as Westport, crossing over to Picton to get the ferry, and then heading up to Auckland. So if we are passing any schools that you know of, we'd love to connect with them and come in and have a chat to the kids. We're actually just about to head off to Fox Glacier School in about 10 minutes. So go and have a chat to the kids there.
Good for you. Nice to have you on the show today. Enjoy your time in New Zealand.
Thanks so much, Jesse. See you.
It's Nicola, mum of a family of five who are biking New Zealand on a tandem and a triple bike.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.